Welcome to the one-minute movie review of Looking for Comedy in the Muslim World. How many chuckles equal a guffaw? Early films, remember the 20s? Had comedy that was almost entirely physical. One character throws a pie in the face of another, and we laugh. With time, people came to see this as predictable. Now we have a sense of comedy that can be almost entirely intellectual. A character walks by the Taj Mahal and doesn't even notice it, and we laugh. Maybe. I could title this review, Looking for Comedy in the Muslim World. There is comedy in this movie, but it is not of the thumb-in-your-eye 1920s slapstick variety. Instead, Brooks's comedy is of a very intellectual, dry kind. If you like intellectual comedies, and I do, but you have to pay close attention or you won't get the jokes. The humor in this movie is mostly situational. Brooks makes a performance to a group of, quote, budding Pakistani comics, unquote, that repeats a performance he made to an English-speaking Indian audience. None of the budding Pakistani comics speaks English, so this performance requires a translation by a Pakistani cab driver. The English-speaking audience barely smiled. The Pakistani group falls off their seats laughing. Such is the power of translation. The plot, such as it is, involves Brooks being sent to India and Pakistan to write a 500-page report on what makes Muslims laugh. We will kindly ignore the subplot of the Indian and Pakistani governments both misunderstanding his trip in a way that leads to a war between them. I love Brooks's mother and was impressed by his muse, but Looking for Comedy doesn't make it to those heights. Still, if you enjoy watching Brooks throwaway lines, you will at least chuckle in the theater. I gotta go before they get me. If you want to hear more of these one-minute movie reviews, write me at daddyknowsbest.joe@gmail.com.